Fighter 5 presents The Eye of the Storm.
The radio minute, John.
All right, Clara.
Report Hurricane Cleo, now boiling up the coast in the vicinity of Carteret, North Carolina, shows no signs of abating. Residents of that coastal region are advised by local authorities to evacuate to higher ground. The storm is...
What'd they say, John?
Same as for Edna last year. They want me to set up a temporary hospital in the school auditorium.
Well, the roads are washed out in Hastings.
Yeah. Well, phone's out, too. Went just after the message. Did I get the station wagon?
Your bag is in it.
The bandages, too?
Yes.
It's beginning to flood. Mm. We'll have to make a run for it.
Doctor! Doctor, will you?
Oh, look, John, it's the Wallaces from the foot of the road.
Yeah, the canyons, too, all of them.
Doctor, Williams, we washed out down there. Cars are gone.
Come on, everybody. Into the station wagon. Come on, now. Hurry it up.
Schoolhouse, Doc.
Well, it's the highest place I know. Pile in now, hurry. Move over there.
Let's come over, will you?
Oh, there's 10 of us. It's a lot to take.
All right, we get it.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Klemper.
Hello, Mrs. Williams. You surprised to see me again?
Well, I thought you were in the hospital.
They let me go. How are you, Doc?
Hello, Klemper. Close that door. The water's rising.
Nora.
Oh, this is a bad one. My husband couldn't get in from Newport. I did the best I could, but I don't think the house will stand. Oh, stop crying, Jimmy.
Nothing's going to stand in this one. It's worse than Edna. This could take everything away.
Trust in the Lord thy God with all thy might.
What?
They that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Oh, look. The water's up to the hubcap.
Yeah. We're moving on to higher ground now.
Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee.
Why do you worry, friend? I've come back to help you. You know who I am. Martin Klemper. Well, at least Dr. Williams knows. You know me, don't you, Doctor?
I know you, Klemper.
Then tell him not to worry. I am here.
Now, you all know where to go. Into the auditorium. Come on now. Hurry up.
Oh, thank heaven you made it.
I'll find a cot for Jimmy.
All right, Mrs. Hallam. Now, there's no reason to cry. Let me see. Little girl's got a minor cut, that's all. Here, I'll clean it and bandage it.
Now,
it doesn't hurt, does it?
Doc?
Yes?
Do I remember him?
Hmm? Who?
That Klemper character.
I don't think so, no. He's from down near Wilmington. Yeah, she'll be all right, Mrs. Hannum.
John?
Yes, Clara?
Can you come here, please?
Yes. Excuse me.
What do we do, John?
About what?
You know he wasn't released.
Yes. But we mustn't do anything to panic these people. It's going to be bad enough anyhow.
Doc? The Littman family, all of them, are stranded down near the ferry.
Yeah?
Your car still running?
Yep. Well, I'll get them.
Not without me, Doc. You know that. You'll need my help.
I might at that, Klemper. Come on.
John! Take care.
It's all right, Clara. It's all right.
Fine woman, Mrs. Williams. Fine wife. You know what I've come for, don't you, Doc?
No, I don't.
Justice, righteousness, the victory.
Well, let's get on our way. These people need us.
The needs of all will be met. For as a man soweth, so shall he also reap.
What are you doing, Klemper?
It's not what I do. It's what must be done. From now on, you and I and the gun, we're all together.
And we've got to get to those people.
Oh, yes, we've got to get to the people. As long as the storm lasts, you're all right, Doc. Start driving.
What happens after the storm?
There's no more need for you.
How did you get free, Clever?
Knocked out. But why? Asking it shall be given you. I spent a year there, Doc. More than a year before the revelations came. Then I saw my way. My mission was revealed. After the storm, Doc. After the storm.
But why, Klimper? Why?
Oh, not so much that you sent me there. Although I didn't especially care for it. I mean, a man could live a lifetime without going to a madhouse, couldn't he?
He might. But you heard the evidence of the review board?
Oh, yes. They said I was insane.
You disagree?
Which isn't important one way or the other. The evil thing is that when you sent me there, you took something away from the world. A year of my goodness, a year of wonders and miraculous works.
A man can be mistaken. No one knew you had those powers.
The powers of life and death. Oh, yes. And now I will reveal them to the world when the storm ends.
Now listen, Klimper. The review board, it may have made an honest mistake. Now, if you make me a promise, I'll request a new hearing for you.
What kind of promise?
You said you'd do nothing until the storm was over.
Of course. The people need you. I love people.
All right, then promise me you'll do one more thing.
You can't be sure. What is it?
Promise me you'll do nothing with that pistol until they're all returned safely to their homes.
There they are, see? In that shed.
Yep. All right. Dr.
William! Hello! Hello!
Now, there's no reason to cry, none at all. Be strong and of good courage. Peace is here.
Hurry, all of you. Get back to the car.
Let the little children come with me.
They're so scared, all of them. My wife, too. Our house right up from the foundations and washed away everything in it.
All right. Hurry now, get in. Clamper, come on.
What's that?
Where?
Oh, there.
Well,
what is it?
Get into the car.
It's a snake.
A snake! A snake! Ah! Skip around it. They're driven out by the storm.
No, don't! I won't go near it. It's the breath of hell. It's the serpent of evil.
Come around it, Klemper. Look. Hurry!
Look at its head. Look at it staring at me.
Look. Ah! Look, it's the eye of damnation.
Come on, get into the car.
The devil has stared at me. The devil has looked me in the eye.
In a hurricane, they're everywhere. We passed dozens of them. Copperheads, rattlers, everything.
I saw his face in the eye of a snake. I saw the face of evil.
She's all right, Mrs. Hallam. She's going to be fine.
John, come over here.
I've seen it. I know he has a gun in his pocket.
I don't think he'll use it.
He's come for you, hasn't he?
Now, Clara, we've got to control ourselves.
What do you do?
Nothing, at least for the time being.
But, John, you just can't let him...
We've got to think of these others.
He seems so frightened. What happened to him out there?
Enough. I gotta find out what it's done to him, how dangerous he might be, and why.
Please do it carefully.
I will, and thanks.
For what?
For what you are.
Take care.
How about some coffee?
No.
You're still trembling. Something hot might help.
You have prepared a table for me in the sight of mine enemies.
I could give you something for your nerves.
Oh, yes. I know what you could give me, but don't try it, Doctor. I know my mission. The snake was sent to make me resolute, to see my duty clearly and not to falter.
Well, then I think you'll continue to see it clearly.
What?
The higher the water rises, the more of them will be driven from their holes.
More?
Oh, there's little danger, really, but there might even be hundreds of them all trying to find the higher land.
Higher land?
The people trying to find a dry place to stay alive.
I've heard enough. Don't.
Did you know a snake can tell by instinct how high the water will rise? Of course, the water moccasins don't care. But the rattlers and the copperheads do.
Why?
They're not aquatic. They slither before the flood to the highest places.
Demons. That's what they are.
They float in over the windowsills if the water rises high enough.
I've heard enough.
They crawl to the rafters, high and dry. Instinct.
Stop it. I will hear no more blasphemy. No more praise of evil. You stop it, yeah?
Well, certainly, Klimper.
In the night and the way, I am the strength of man. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
You mentioned your revelations, Klimper.
I am chosen among men.
I understand that. Will you tell me how you were chosen?
In fire. In fire and light, I was shown my way as few men are shown, with a shield shooting lightning as I marched. No one could fend off the lightning as it struck my oppressors down. Behind the shield, I was justice and truth and faith. You're a smart man.
I admire your dedication,
but I have been told, Doc. I have been told.
Told what?
After the storm.
It's still rising, Clara. We got to do something about the beds. Get the injured ones onto the stage where it's higher.
Oh, wait. Where are you going?
To have a look at the attic. If it goes on flooding, we'll have to find a way to pull the beds up from the stage.
Stay away from them, John.
If I can.
No, I mean completely. Get out. Leave now.
With the flood rising, I'm the only doctor here.
I don't care. Go.
Even if I wanted to, there's no way, Clara. The cars are all awash out there. Besides, I'm not the only one he wants.
The only one he means to kill.
Unless he decides otherwise. You see, I know. The rest of them don't.
You're mine.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Save yourself.
You know what I've got to do?
Help me. I wish I did.
Ask them to get the beds on stage.
Where are you going, Doc?
The water's rising. I've got to see if the attic is safe.
Alone? Without me? Not without me.
Now, how far do you think I could go? Look at the flood out there. Do you think I'll jump?
What good would it do, right?
Everything drives you to me. All the forces of nature, like the hound of heaven.
That's a view you're entitled to.
It's an omen. Heaven and earth won't let you go. You can't escape your destiny.
You coming up with me?
No need. There's no way out for you. I'll wait here a while.
Martha, listen! There's a different fire!
The wind is dying as the water. I think it's going down.
The level is dropping.
Look, the wind is stopped! Listen!
Let me see. Let me see. Let me look out the window.
The rain is stopping, too.
It's stopping. The storm's ending. Fall on your knees.
Fall on your knees and rejoice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The way is clear. The sign is shown. The word is spoken. Hallelujah.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know.
I raised my voice in thanksgiving for the light you have shown to me. I hear the voice that guides me.
Oh, look. The sky is clearing over there.
The flooding in the yard is stopped.
Where are you going, Mr. Klemper?
I have a mission, Mrs. Williams. Believe me, I can't say how sorry I am. I have a mission.
But there's no need for this. No reason, no logic.
He knows the need. He knows the reason. He has called me to my work.
No! No, I can't let you go up there. Please!
Let me clear.
Let him come, Clara. Go away from the stairs.
Oh, John, I can't. I can't.
Come up, Klemper.
It's dark. Where's the light?
There is none. It's out.
I can see you with the eyes of reckoning that pierce the darkness. Besides, there's light down here. Move over to the stairs.
I don't intend to move.
Move where I can see you.
Oh, no.
It's over, Doc. The storm is over.
This isn't the end out there. This here's the eye, the center of the storm. It's going to turn around and come on again. Maybe worse than it was.
You lie. The guilty lie. They lie.
The storm is only moving. The wind and the water will rise again.
You lie, and you beg, and you try to deceive the keeper of righteousness. The storm is over.
The snakes know it isn't.
What?
They are not leaving.
Well, what are you talking about?
The high places. This is the highest. This is where they've come, high and dry. They are coiled in every corner of this attic.
No, no.
Hundreds of them.
You're lying.
I can see one now behind your head, hanging from the raft.
No. Get it away.
Be careful. You've got to kill him. You've got to be sure they're dead. Move! He's going to drop on you. There's another one at your feet. It's coiled to strike. Look at his tongue. Shoot.
Get it away.
Look, they're moving out of that corner. Copperheads. Rattlesnakes. Gliding out toward you. Shoot.
Save me.
Clipper, you missed. Fire again.
Let me out.
Are you all right?
It's all right, Clara. He dropped a gun. It's empty anyway.
Oh, but the snake. You've got to get them out of here.
Hold up the lantern. Do you see any?
No. No, not a one.
There's the wind again.
Well, at least we know the storm's half over.
Yeah, you better tell them to pile those tables on the stage. It might be higher this time.
Oh, wait, John. Where are you going?
To bring him back. To whatever safety we have. The water will rise again.
Oh, but John, you know he's insane.
We can't leave him out there.
But what if he becomes violent? What if he starts imagining and seeing things?
Now, don't we all do that? Every man has his own snakes. We gotta find a place, even for him.
Presented The Eye of the Storm, written by Richard McCracken, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Court Benson, Alice Yorman, Stotz Cotsworth, Audrey Marsh, Ben Yaffe, and Cecil Roy. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.